Too cold. Put some on.
Yeah, too cold.
It's a Friday in West Baden, which means work is just starting for a small group of volunteers coming from Bloomington's Second Baptist Church. They've been making the trip twice a week for about a year to restore the town's historic all-black church, one of the only standing structures tied to the city's African-American heritage.
We're trying to keep everything authentic and as original as possible.
This is Elizabeth Mitchell, and she's a part of that team. While other volunteers fix walls and windows in the small white church building, Mitchell is trying to find some of the names of the church's original congregation, who worshipped in West Baden more than 100 years ago.
And we are in the process of finding out who those people are. We have found about 10, and we have found descendants of two so far.
Black workers from the West Baden Springs Hotel built the church in 1920. The hotel's owner, Lee Sinclair, sold them the property because he wanted to provide a place of worship to his employees.
They had their own everything, hotels, churches, restaurants, places to party for social activities. And because of segregation, you had to have your own everything.
But a lot of those structures that served as the center of life for the African-American community in West Baden no longer exist. French Lick West Baden Museum Director Patty Drabing says that makes it all the more important to keep the church standing.
The Wadi Hotel is burnt down. The Babylon burnt down. We've lost a lot of our historical buildings because they're made out of wood. And, of course, they're going to burn down. So we need to save that church.
The church hosted several congregations in the 20th century, but the building has sat empty since the early 90s, when the last surviving member of the church donated it to a local historical society. After that, the town of West Baden took ownership.
The whole town is getting spruced up. Homes, you know, dilapidated homes are being torn down. New sidewalks are being put in. Flooding issues are being addressed. But this church just sits there.
The historic preservation group Indiana Landmarks put the church on its endangered places list in 2014. After that, the Indiana Missionary Baptist State Convention sought to buy the building. The West Baden Town Council sold it to them for $1, with the group promising to restore and reopen the church.
What we're doing is revisiting a dollar, because Mr. Sinclair, the owner of the West Baden Hotel back in the 1900s, had sold this lot for a dollar.
Mitchell says once the church is restored, they'll have no problem finding a new congregation to fill the building on Sundays.
We have people that are already arguing about who is going to sit in the front row.
Another volunteer with the project, Thomas Doyle Sr., agrees.
They're opening their arms like they've never done before. I mean, they've just been overabundantly appreciative of what we're doing.
Mitchell says the biggest challenge right now is getting funding. They're about $50,000 short of a $200,000 goal. But she says the fact that they've gotten this far speaks to the importance of the project for the community.
They most certainly deserve to be remembered. And this community was such a large community, and to be forgotten would have been ashamed. And so now is the time. It's the time to tell stories of African Americans.
Volunteers are hoping to finish fundraising and to complete the restoration soon so they can begin to host services for the new congregation. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Sophia Salaby.